if the Lord Jesus died then after these 3 hours, I will be still in my sin. And we all will be still on our sin, and the curse on the earth and death and everything will be still in place. But now here is the greatest 3 hours. You know what he said, the man of the hour. Here is the man of the 3 hours.
Amen.
The greatest 3 hours that there will be memorialized in the history of the whole universe through eternity. When the Lord Jesus said, now, I am going to take up the question of sin. This big dilemma to clean up heaven and earth, to redeem mankind, so man would not go to hell. If they accepted me, God, I am going to take their place. And I'm going to bear their sins. And for 3 hours, heaven was completely shut. And the Lord Jesus cried, my God, why thou hast forsaken me? Psalm 22. And the answer was there, thou art holy. God is a holy God. He could not look upon sin. And when he saw the Lord Jesus carrying our sin, and the Lord Jesus said, I'll pay for it. Jonathan, can I quote the word that you told me yesterday? He said, to appreciate what the Lord Jesus have gone through, you have to understand what hell is like. The fury of the wrath of God upon sin, because God hates sin. Man will pay for it throughout all the endless ages of eternity. In 3 hours, the concentration of the wrath of God fall upon the Lord Jesus. No one know what had happened. The Lord Jesus was paying for my sins and yours. It cost him everything. But you know what? The best thing, and I think somebody said it in prayer. He said, the Lord Jesus on the cross said, hey, Brent, would you leave that microphone alone for a second? Thank you. He said, it is finished. He said, it is finished. You know what that it is finished is? When you go and buy something and you get the invoice and they stamp it on it in red, paid in full. The greatest, sweetest words that was uttered, it is finished. The Lord just said, I paid for them. I paid for everything. And he stamped the invoice, paid in full. And the Lord Jesus died. It wasn't the cross that killed the Lord Jesus. It wasn't the beating up of man that caused the Lord Jesus to die. The Lord Jesus died because the work was done. He finished the work. You know what the scripture said there? He looked around. Everything was done. The scripture was fulfilled. You know what he did? It said he bowed his head and gave up the spirit. That's an interesting thing. Because usually when a person dies, his spirit goes out. Amen. First, and then his head will fall, right? And that's how you know a person died. But look, the Lord Jesus was in complete control in everything. He bowed his head. Everything's done. And then he gives the spirit. And Satan said, aha, well, I got him. Get that body. Put it in a tomb. And just in case, I got to think of everything. That's what Satan said. I got him. He lived a holy life. You know what? They beat him. They did everything. Finally, he died. I got rid of him. Let me seal the tomb. Because that's the end of it. It will not work. I'm done. I'm finished. My 5 minutes are over. Now, let's come into the subject that we have today.
Let's have the public reading of the scripture for the one that would volunteer. And we're going to read some verses here first before we go into 1 Corinthians. I'm wondering if someone would read verses 51 through 56, and then we'll give you a couple of others. There may be reference to verses we don't read, but this is Matthew 27, and starting with verse 51, who would like to read? All right, stand.
Matthew 27, 51 through 56. And lo, the veil of the temple was rent in two from the top to the bottom, and the earth was shaken, and the rocks were rent, and tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints fallen asleep arose, and going out of the tombs after his arising, entered into the holy city, and appeared to many. But the centurion, and they who were with him on guard over Jesus, seeing the earthquake, and the things that took place, feared greatly, saying, Truly, this man was Son of God. And there were many women beholding from afar off who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, among whom was Mary of Magdala, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee.
Just keep reading. Keep reading, and you're going to read through chapter 28 down through verse 7.
Now when even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, his name Joseph, who also himself was a disciple of Jesus. He, going to Pilate, begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given up. And Joseph, having got the body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. And having rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb, went away. But Mary of Magdala was there, and the other Mary, sitting opposite the sepulchre. Now on the morrow, which is after the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together to Pilate, saying, Sir, we have called to mind that that deceiver said when he was still alive, After 3 days I arise. Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be secured until the third day, lest his disciples should come and steal him away and say to the people, He has risen from the dead, and the last error shall be worse than the first. And Pilate said to them, Ye have a watch, go, secure it as well as you know how. And they went and secured the sepulchre, having sealed the stone with the watch besides. Now late on the Sabbath, as it was the dusk of the next day after Sabbath, came Mary of Magdala and the other Mary to look at the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending out of heaven came and rolled away the stone and sat on it. And his look was as lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became as dead men. And the angel answering said to the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, the crucified one. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and say to his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There ye shall see him.
I know there was a comment over here, but I just want to just start us off here. And we'll make room for it, that this is the greatest display of power this world has ever known, has ever seen. That the Lord Jesus, who went down into death, and Emil, I appreciate you setting before us the fact that he yielded up the ghost. That means literally he dismissed his spirit. He went into death. And now we begin this new section today on that which is unique to Christianity. The prophets, the saviors of every, and I'm using religion in a little sense, of all of them, they still have sepulchers. They speak of their savior and his bones are with them today. And they point to a place where he is laying. What wonder that you and I point to a living, risen savior who rose from among the dead. And it says here, behold, the veil of the temple was rent. It wasn't rent from the bottom to the top. Scripture's very accurate. You see, man could do that. And this veil, as I understand it, others may be able to help, was very thick. It was something that a man just couldn't tear. But God came in and he took it from the top to the bottom. There's always been two thoughts. One, that God has come out to man. And the other, that man can go into God because of the resurrection.